The following shiur has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sochim Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel on the base says, Yosef Rav Acha Barah Ve'Eviel Kamed Rav Christo, Yosef Omer Mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Anovim Shenitmu, if you have grapes which have become tome, Dorechorin Pochus Pochus Mika Beitza, V'yeyun Kosha Anam Asochim. If you have grapes which become tome already, a tome person has touched them, and now you want to tread the grapes to produce wine, which you want to use for nesachim, for korbanos. Obviously, yain which is tome you can't use for korbanos. So how can you get the wine out of the grapes, which are tome, without the wine itself becoming tome? Well, first of all, what about the fact that the wine, the juice inside the grape, is actually part of the grape? So if the grape is tome, then the juice itself should become tome. So the Gemara immediately says, Alma kasavar mashkin mifkad pkidi. The juice inside a fruit, Rav Yochanan obviously holds, is not considered as part of the fruit. It's considered as a separate entity, and it's being held inside the fruit. Much like a keli, as we should see in Rashi, a keli which holds liquid inside it, a fruit is regarded as the flesh of the fruit which holds the juice of the fruit inside. So the juice is actually not part of the fruit. So when the whole grape becomes tummy, the juice inside it does not become tummy. However, once you squeeze the grapes, the juice will come out. When the juice comes out, it will become tummy because it's now touching the grape, which is tome. Says the Gemara, the way you do it is you tread the grapes in groups and clusters of grapes which are altogether less than a kibetza, less than the size of an egg. And the reason for this is that although tome food can give over tuma to liquids, it can only do so if the tome food itself is at least the shear of a kibetza, the size of an egg. If it's smaller than that, even if it's tome, it cannot give over the tumor to something else. And therefore, if you take a bunch of grapes or a group of grapes, which are altogether collectively less than the size of a kibetza, then when you squeeze them, any juice which comes out of them will not become tome because it doesn't come in contact with food which is tome, which is a kibetza or more. And that way, although the grapes themselves are tome, since Rav Yochanan holds mashkin mifkad pkidi, the juice inside is not part of the grape, then when it comes out, you already have juice which has come out and is only coming in contact maximum with grapes which are less than a kibetza, because you're treading to start with only grapes which are less than the kibetza, and therefore the juice will not become tome. Says the Gemara, Ihochi kibetza nami. If that's the case, then you can actually take grapes the size of a kibetza. Why does the Gemara say you have to start with grapes which are smaller than the size of a kibetza? You can actually start with grapes the size of a kibetza. Because even though a kibetza can give off tumma, the minute you squeeze them, a little bit of juice comes out. Already now, the grape is now less than the size of a kibetza because some of the juice has come out. So the minute the juice comes out, it'll already be less than the size of the kibetza and it will not be able to become the juice. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say you have to tread the grapes in groups which are less than the kibetza? Why don't you even tread the grapes in groups which are a kibetza? Says the Gemara, and the Hanami. The Dieved, it would work, but Lechatkhila, one shouldn't do it. Dilma also, the Meved Yosef in a kibetza, because if you do that, you might end up actually squeezing in more than a kibetza. And then even if the juice comes out, it'll still be more than the kibetza or kibetza and will be the time of the juice. So therefore, the only way to do it is to tread the grapes when they're less than the kibetza. So this is the Gemara. Now, Rashi explains that mashkin mifkid kidi means that the juice inside the grape is not considered as part of the grape. So when the grape becomes tomei, the juice did not become tomei at the time. However, Rashi is troubled by a different question. True, the juice is not part of the grape. But why do we not say that the juice itself becomes tomei because it comes in contact with the grape? Just like the Gemara understands that once the juice comes out of the grape, it now potentially can become tomei if the grapes collectively are more than a kebetzah, because it comes in contact with the outside of the grape. If the whole the whole of the grape is tomei and juice comes in contact with the inside of the grape, it should also become tomei. Just like liquid in a keli, if a liquid comes in contact with the keli, which is tomei, on the outside of the keli, the liquid becomes tomei, and when the liquid is inside the keli, which is tomei, then the liquid becomes tomei. So although the juice is not part of the grape and doesn't become tomei as part of the grape, it should already become tomei before it's squeezed out. Once you touch the grape, no matter how big or small the grapes are, because it's coming in contact with the inside of the grape even before you squeeze it out, so it should contact tumma from the grape itself. Says Rashi, even though to be mekabel the tumma, to get the tumma, even a minimal amount of mashka which is present can become tumma. Nonetheless, the lo yoshim mashka alav me'olam, it doesn't have a shem mashka on it. Before the juice comes out, it's not considered as part of the grape, but it's also not considered as a liquid to have the status of a liquid which can become tomei. It's neither part of the grape, because it's mifkid pkidi, it's contained inside the grape. On the other hand, it's not a liquid, because at the moment, as long as it's inside the fruit, it hasn't got a status as a liquid. And therefore, it cannot contract tumma from the inside of the grape. Once it's squeezed out, then it attains the status of a liquid, and then it can potentially become tomei unless the grapes collectively are less than a kavetzo. Adds Rashi, ve'ein tziruf chaveiro v'imoi. What about the juice in the grape next to it? Why doesn't it join together? There is no joining together. Dolzog lo nogam amashkin shebechaveiro, because each grape does not touch the liquid inside the other grape. Now the Slach questions what exactly this extra words of Rashi means. If he's already said that it hasn't got a shem mashke, then what's the difference whether it can join up with the juice of the grape next to it or not? However, the Rashash and the Chazon Ish both point out, the Chazon Ish is in Tvul Yoyim and Siman Dalet Sifkan Hey, they both point out that what Rashi is saying is in fact two separate terutzim. Why the juice inside the grape does not contract tumah by coming in contact with the inside of the grape. The first teretz is, says Rashi, is not considered a liquid until it actually emerges from the grape. And therefore it hasn't got the status of a liquid to be mekabel tumah at all. The second teretz is, even if we were to consider it as a liquid and to be considered as grape juice even before it came out of the grape, and even though to contract tumah even a minimal amount of liquid, the culture who can become tumah, however, as we said earlier, it has to come in contact with an entire oichol, which is at least a kebetzah. And the juice inside any individual grape is not coming in contact with a kebetzah of tomei food, because it's only coming in contact with the individual grape in which this juice is. Says Rashi, what about the fact that there is other juice in the next grape? Says Rashi, that's true. But each juice is only touching the inside of one grape, and is not touching the grape next to it. And therefore, you won't have a kebetza of tomei food to make the juice tomei when it's inside the grape. So explains the Chazon Ish of the Shash. The second, these extra words of Rashi, it's an extra reason to explain why the juice does not contract any tumah while it is still inside the grape. Now, Kantor Machatanish points out that this will not fit according to all the various different shittas regarding this issue that we find in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. When we said earlier that if you, in order for food to give off tumah to liquid, the food has to be the size of a kebetza or more, what would be if you had two pieces of food which were both tomei and each one was half a kebetza? Would they together be enough to impart tumah to some liquid or to something else? Says the Chazon Ish, this is actually a machlokes. The Rambam holds that the two foods, if they are not joined together, mixed together, kneaded together in a dough, for example, or stuck together in such a way that they become one gush, one particular mass of food, then even if each one is at least half a kebetza, and jointly they make up a kebetza, if they're not pressed together as one unit, they cannot impart tumma to another food or liquid. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid, however, says that as long as the two foods are touching, they can give tumma to a third food or to a drink, to a liquid. And therefore, if you had something which was less, which was half a kebetza, and it was tummy, touching it with something else, which was half a kebetza, which was tummy, and touching that with some liquid, then the liquid becomes tummy, because it's touching altogether a mass of food which adds up to a kebetza, which is tummy, even though it's made up of, that mass of tummy is made up of two individual foods which are not pressed together, they're merely touching each other. That's enough to join them together to be able to make up the shiur to impart tummy to the mashke. That's the Ravid's opinion. The Gaon disagrees with the Ravid and says you can have two halves of disagrees with the Rambam and says the two halves of a kebetza, each one tummy, can impart tummy even if they're not joined together. And he says that even if the two halves of the kebetza are not touching each other, but they're both touching the food, or they're both touching the liquid which they want to give the tummy to, then they can actually impart the tumma. So it's somewhere in between the Rambam and the Ravid. On the one hand, in order to make up the shear of the kebetza to give tumma to or something else, they don't have to be stuck together, they can be separate. But on the other hand, both of the halves of the kebetza have to be in contact with the liquid which you're trying to make tummy. And according to the Gaon, that's enough to make it, to say that the liquid is contaminated, is contracted tumma from ovo, which is the shear altogether of the kebetza. Now, says the Chazanish, let's come back to our Rashi. Rashi says that the liquid inside the grape, even if we were to consider it as a juice, does not become tummy and a cold one is inside the grape because it doesn't come in contact with food which is larger than the kebetza. Says Rashi, what about the fact that there's another grape there? Says Rashi, the liquid in each individual grape only comes in contact with the inside of one grape and not with the one next to it. Well, that would work okay according to the Rambam, because although there's two grapes here or three grapes here, altogether they might add up to a kebetza, nonetheless, the liquid inside each grape is only coming in contact with something which is less than a kebetza. Also, even according to the Gaon, even if you have two halves of a kebetza, that's enough to give tumma to something else, but they both must be touching the object which is going to contract the tumma at the same time. And again, in this case, you don't have that, because the juice inside one grape is only coming in contact with that grape and not any other. However, according to the Ravid, points out the Chazanish, this Teretz of Rashi would not help, because the juice inside one grape is in contact with a grape which might be not kebetza, but that grape is touching another grape, which is touching another grape, which altogether make up a kebetza. That would be enough to impart tumma to the juice inside the individual grape, because according to the Ravid, you don't need them to be joined together, you don't even need the two halves of the kebetza to be touching the same object at the same time. As long as they're touching each other, collectively they can impart tumma to something else. And therefore Rashi must be holding either like the Rambam or holding like the Gaon. But if he holds like the Ravid, then the second teretz of Rashi is not a teretz to explain why the juice inside the grape doesn't contract tumma. As the Chazanish, then when you squeeze the grape and the juice comes out, then once you squeeze it, as the juice comes out, it now comes in contact with the grapes, and as the Gemara says, if the grapes collectively are more than a kebetza, it will become tumma. How does that work if you don't hold at the Ravid? If you hold like the Rambam or the Gaon, that the juice has to come in contact with a mass of grapes which are stuck together, or which give tumma together, they add up to a kebetza, but they must be either stuck together, or like the Gaon, the alternative parts have to actually be touching the juice at the same time. How does that occur when you squeeze out the juice? It's clear from the Gemara that if you squeeze out the juice, then if the grapes collectively are more than a kebetza, it is a problem. How can we explain that? So the Chazon Ish has two explanations. One explanation is that as the juice comes out, it somehow touches all the grapes together. This is a bit difficult to understand. The Sefer Devar Shmuel queries this. He says it's very dochuk to say that the first drop which comes out manages to somehow touch all the grapes at the same time. It's rochel b'metzias to understand how that would occur. And therefore he says that teretz of the Chazon Ish is very difficult. But the other teretz, he says, is more understandable. The Chazon Ish says that when the juice comes out, once there's enough juice together, then the juice joins up all the grapes together to make a shear of tum. And then that's a klal we find elsewhere. And the Rambam says, for example, in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, that shivam mashkin on the chaveres ha'ochlin, they can join the ochlin together to make them into one unit. And therefore, if you have the grapes which are all together collectively more than a kaveta, once the juice comes out, if there's enough juice which touching all, collectively all the grapes together, then, according to the Gaon, that would be enough to impart tumma to the juice, because according to the Gaon, as long as all the food together adds up to a kabeitza of tummy food, even if they're not joined together, it will be matama the food. And even according to the Rambam, the food needs to be joined together. If they're floating in grape juice is one of the shiva mashkin, and the shiva mashkin are machaber the grapes together. So it considers them as one unit, even though the Rambam says that to have a shiur or a gavri tumah, they need to be pressed together in one unit. The Rambam is minded that if there's juice, which is one of the shiva mashkin, like yain, which joins all the food together, that does create a chibul to make them into one unit. In which case, again, if the grapes all together collectively add up to more than a kabeitza, they will impart tumah to the juice. So again, just to sum up, says Rashi, when the juice is inside the grape, it doesn't come into contact with enough of tummy food in order to get tummy. And that, as we pointed out, doesn't work according to the Rambam, but that will work well according to the Rambam and according to the Gaon. Once the juice comes out, if the grapes collectively are less than a kabeitza, then there's no problem. Because even together, less than a kabeitza, they won't give tumah to the wine, and the wine will be torah, and you can use it for nasachim. If, however, the grapes are more than a kabeitza, then once the juice comes out, and enough juice comes out, and it joins all the grapes together, then even according to the Rambam, the grapes will be considered as one unit of more than a kabeitza, which are tummy, and will actually impart tumah to the wine, and in which case you won't be able to use the wine for nasachim. And that's why the Gemara says that you have to be dorek on pachos, not pachos, because in order to make sure that in the end of the day it doesn't become tummy.